From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. With the holiday season in full swing, that also means lots of folks are traveling this time of year. And I would think the last thing you want to have happen is to get sick once you get to your destination or have someone who's visiting you get sick once they reach you. So joining us today to talk more about holiday travel and staying healthy, as well as the latest information on RSV and COVID and the flu, is Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System. And remember, if you have a public health question for Dr. Pate, you can always email us, that email address, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, so let's start off, Dr. Pate, with RSV, as well as influenza and COVID-19. What are we seeing right now?
So we're seeing problems across the country, but what we see is a little bit different across the country. So RSV has been on the rise in pretty much all parts of the country, although there are a couple states where we're starting to see maybe it has peaked. On the other hand, influenza activity is highest in the southern states, and the COVID upsurge, which is happening really across the country, is far stronger in the northern United States.
Okay. And so what should folks then be aware of right now here in Idaho? And I only ask that because, I mean, travel, right? A lot of folks are going to be traveling. If they haven't for Thanksgiving, they're going to be in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so there's several things that people need to be thinking about right now. First of all, if you have not gotten your COVID booster, really need to think about getting that right away so that you can be boosted prior to travel. And even if you've been in the camp where you think, well, you know, I'm healthy, I don't think I have very many risk factors, I don't think I need to get boosted. Let me tell you, if you are out of town, out of state, or even out of the country, you do not want to get sick, even if it's not going to end up killing you or being very, very severe. It can be very scary to be sick out of town and not have access to your usual health care, trying to find ways to get tested, get help, those kind of things. So really consider getting boosted right now. Second, The influenza activity that we're seeing is particularly impacting children rougher than usual. So if you're traveling with children, that's the other worst thing about traveling is having sick kids when you're out of town. So please get them the flu vaccine if they haven't had it and get it yourself. You're going to be around a lot of people traveling, so get that. And then, of course, if you have young children, really young, first year of life, really consider about the risks of travel, the risks of your infant getting sick, what you would do if that happens. So think about that. Think about RSV vaccine for pregnant moms, for young children, and also for those adults over 60.
Okay. And Dr. Pate, get those now if you are going to be traveling or maybe even having people come to you, I would think.
Exactly. Get it right now.
Okay. So I know, Dr. Pate, we talked about this just a little bit last week on the program with you, and this is mycoplasma pneumonia. First, can you refresh people's memories on what this is? Because this is getting some worldwide attention because of the impact this is having on children.
Well, it really is. And we're seeing a lot of sick children. First came to our attention in China. Then we started seeing this pop up in some European countries. Most recently, a number of Canada hospitals have reported very significant levels of mycoplasma pneumonia in young kids, particularly. And then now we have seen it pop up in Ohio and in the northeastern part of the United States. Now, mycoplasma is not a new organism. We've known about it a long time. And it's not a virus. It's a bacteria. And so it can be treated. We have antibiotics that are effective against it. Usually, it doesn't cause severe illness. But what we're hearing reports is a lot of these kids needing to be admitted to the hospital, which is not the typical case. A lot of times this can just be managed as an outpatient. So there's a lot of speculation as to why are kids seeming to be so much more ill with mycoplasma and why are we seeing a big surge? So in many years, mycoplasma levels are just kind of low and there all through the year, and we don't see seasonal spikes. But mycoplasma is also unusual in that countries across the globe often do see kind of an epidemic, if you will, of spread in the fall and winter about every 3 to 7 years. So one thing it could be is that this is just coincidental and it's just time we're having one of those epidemics. Another concern is that, and especially with reports that we've gotten out of China, is that these a lot of these kids seem to be co-infected with multiple organisms, not just mycoplasma, but they also might have COVID or influenza. And as I've already said, influenza this year, based on the strains, is more severe in children. Sadly, we've already had 8 children in the United States die from influenza, and our season has just begun. So that's very concerning. So it could be these co-infections, but also mycoplasma tends to be worse in kids. And so they may be kind of getting a double hit here. Another challenge is that in many countries, mycoplasma has developed increasing drug resistance to the main antibiotics we use. Here in the United States, thankfully, it hasn't gotten terribly high. We're in the 3 to 10% of the mycoplasma are resistant to the antibiotic of our choice. But in China, that's 75 to 95% are resistant. And so there is some thought that perhaps the resistant strains are also making kids sicker. We don't know that for a fact, but that's speculation. And then there's just the concern that with the reopening of China's society, of course, and the fact that largely in the United States and other countries, all kinds of precautions have been abandoned, that we've had kids that have been getting infected with other things. And then it's not unheard of for, after a viral illness, for a bacteria then to sweep in and cause serious problems. And I don't know if that could be what we're seeing. So we're just not clear, but we are seeing a big uptick. And the key thing for parents is if you're traveling with young children, make a plan for what you would do if those children get sick. Really think about getting them their flu vaccine before you travel. And then just be aware that there are a number of things that may cause your child to get very sick. So monitor them. And if you have concerns, get them to an urgent care or a hospital.
So, Dr. Payne, I only have about 2 minutes left with you today. What are some of the symptoms then that parents and caregivers should be looking for if it's this mycoplasma pneumonia? Does it present differently? But I guess even at the same time, I don't know if I would know if my kid had pneumonia.
Right. And so it can be different presentations in different kids, typically fever, cough, feeling bad. So those symptoms are not going to be specific because you could see that with COVID, you could see it with influenza. One thing that is a little bit unusual about mycoplasma is it has an increased tendency to cause what we call otitis media or a middle ear infection, if you will. So your child might be complaining of difficulty hearing, might be complaining of a pain in the ear. That could be an additional symptom. But to your point, Gemma, you're really not going to be able to sort all these things out based on symptoms. They're going to have to be tested.
Okay. Really quickly, Dr. Pate, we just got a question in from Shelley, and I want to ask you this. She says her husband got COVID while they were with family in Washington for Thanksgiving. He isolated as soon as he tested, and everyone else in our family has continued to test negative. So Shelley wants to know, when would the rest of us be able to safely get our own COVID vaccine?
So if they did not get infected themselves, then they can go ahead and get their boosters. And that's probably a really good idea. I would go ahead and get those boosters now. The person that did get COVID needs to wait, because we've determined based on the data that waiting at least 3 months, and a lot of us kind of support that it might even be a little bit better to wait 4 months after that infection until you get your booster. But for everybody that didn't get infected, go ahead and get the boosters now.
Yeah, good advice. Well, as always, Dr. Pate, so appreciate your time and your expertise. And of course, we will talk with you next week.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.